Blog Talk Radio.
You guys every day. Work! Work, damn it!
Do I really need to tell you to suck a fat one again?
Normally I would be mad if you told me to do that, but today I think I'd just go, okay.
Work!
Right. All I gotta say is furry dip it low.
I'm glad I wore my high water boots today. It's gonna get wet in here, I can tell.
It already is.
Oh,
good God.
My God.
It is August 16, 2012. And it's Thursday, which means it's time for our rough, raw, oh, God, I forgot what I was saying.
Furry enabled show.
Our rough, raw, and ready Thursday show, where we are pretty much off the chain the whole time. I'm Snow White.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And we also have Corey / Gaming Adrix.
No, Mr. Princess.
Mr. Princess Snow is here.
Mr. Princess Snow is here.
Go to the castle.
You go to the castle.
We also have Ginger.
Yay!
Don't forget Ginger. Don't do it.
And it's Ginger Thursday. You have to remember.
Right.
It's Ginger Thursday.
Felicia Day earlier. So
right. And we also have some testosterone in the house, which is probably going to drive me bonkers the whole time. Hi, Blaster.
Hello.
And let me go and give out the phone number.
Some testosterone. I'm just a little underwhelmed by the announcement.
You just have to prove to me how much you have.
I thought I already did. But
no.
I guess apparently I need video now. Okay.
I do actually. Let me give out the phone number in case you want to call in and chat with us. It is 347-215-7977. Let me say it again a little slower for you. 347-215-7977. Feel free to call and chat with us. But please make sure to stay on topic. Otherwise, we'll have to boot you in the ass off the show. Yep.
Yay!
Hands above the desk. What is going on in the private chat, the private chat?
I have no idea.
I just want everybody to know we're losing servers in China as we speak. We're losing them.
I'm not doing anything.
That lady was hilarious.
Oh, man. The internet is full of interesting and people with interesting opinions.
Yes.
And we are four of them.
I'm not even doing anything. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay, I did something there. I said fuck.
I have no strong feelings one way or the other.
Fuck again.
Felicia Day. Why are you linking pictures of Felicia Day?
Because it is Ginger Thursday. As well as Felicia Day.
What's going on? Weird.
On. See, that's how you get people's attention. I play zombie music and people pay attention.
I'm crying.
Why? Yeah, I was excited. Why am I hearing a baby cry?
I'm scared. That's why.
He recognized the zombie music, didn't you?
Did you wave your hands?
I did.
He recognizes. Oh,
I might need the snow to come powder my bottom.
I'll bring the camera.
Ew! Why are y'all so disgusting tonight? Ew!
I'm not doing anything. I'm being good. I'll have you know.
Just because you have your hands above the desk does not make you good.
My hands are above the desk today.
Today? Why you have to specify today?
I know, right?
Because sometimes they're not.
Right. So, as we were saying, we have news and craziness and, yeah.
All right, who's going first? We got a lot of things to cover that happened this week.
I guess I'll do something really quickly.
Will your hands be above the desk when you do it?
Yeah, my hands will be above the desk.
Just want to be sure.
I'm not making any promises for later, but right now they are. You guys probably covered this in the morning show, the news show, but I'm going to mention it now.
Oh, no, that's the point of it. Come on, bring it. Oh,
fine. Apparently, EA had some links to real-world weapon sales on the Medal of Honor site. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about that, but let's get into it. Let's do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I take
it? No. Let's do it. We got to talk about it.
Okay, my bad. I don't know why they thought this was a good idea. I really don't. Like, we really need more people associating games with actual real-world weapons. Come on, EA. Really? You're supposed to be working with us, not against us. So apparently they pulled all of the links to these sales for these weapons, which it should never have been up in the first place. So whoever thought that was a good idea, you're just really stupid. And you just really need a good hard spanking, or maybe that's me.
You know
me.
What? I'm going to need that. Not to.
That would be really nice. Okay,
right.
So
right.
Back to the thing. Yes, so they took all the sales off, and am I the only one that thinks that it was really just stupid for them to have that done in the first place?
Shall I jump in first?
Sure, yes, ma'am.
No, I do not think it. I do think it was stupid. I agree with you, and it was irresponsible. And what fucktard thought that this would be a good idea to have real weapons for sale with everything that's going on? If nothing else, with the shootings, we've had how many shootings in the last month alone? We've had like at least 3 to 4 incidents of people getting killed. Even then, it should not have taken an article on a website to make you pull it. You should have said, you know, this is probably not a good idea.
I'm torn in between. I see the link for it, especially if the guns were made to be the ones inside the game.
Mm-mm.
On the other hand, I see the tragedy and understand that people are upset right now.
Okay, I'm jumping back in.
But I just bought a zombie gun. Because, and it's a gun. It's a real-life gun. And it's,
but that's a real scenario, and it's coming. No.
You know, exactly. That there are people,
let me just go ahead and...
That game we saw the guy with the other day. That was awesome.
Let me reiterate something really quickly, okay? Games have a bad enough rap as it is,
mm-hmm.
Not including all of the massacres that have happened in the past few weeks or so, people are going to try to pin on games. They're going to do it. They need a scapegoat. We have a bad rap as it is, gamers as a whole, okay? We don't need to have a website, a game manufacturer, a game developer, EA, one of the biggest names, associating real-life weapons with our game. Because our stance is games are games. Real life is real life. It's two separate things. When you start associating the two, but a major game developer starts associating the two, that stance is going to quickly lose the ability to actually work.
Well, what about cosplay?
Well,
have you ever seen the people who cosplay?
I have seen some people who cosplay, yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. 9 times out of 10, they don't use real weapons.
This is true. This is very true. They, a lot of places, because you can't bring in real weapons.
Right.
That's my point.
Having it linked to real weapons, that's my point. Fake weapons, fine, whatever. Ha ha, you know. Let's go get a paper towel tube and pretend it's a lightsaber.
I just feel like it's a knee-jerk reaction. These guns are going to be made. The U.S., it's illegal. It's legal to own guns, and these guns were legal. I understand that they're made to look like these game weapons. But I do. I almost feel like this is a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, we shouldn't have these guns because, you know, they look like these gun, you know, these weapons from this game, and people are going to think bad things. You know what? People have been thinking bad things about video games forever, whether or not they're not true. We all know this.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
Hide it in the closet? It's a shameful thing because we're gamers.
The blaster jumping in. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Heck, all right. So it's guns. I have to jump in and talk. But I actually surprised myself even with this one. I kind of agree with Snow here on this one.
Holy crap! Really?
I know. I'm super surprised by this. I think it's bad taste. Really, I think that's what it really comes down to. Not only bad taste, but perhaps because of the age of some of the kids that do play these games, maybe bad judgment even.
Okay.
I would say that the majority, like, okay, the majority, I wouldn't say this because I don't know the answers, but in my personal opinion, okay, the majority of players that play Modern Warfare and Battlefield and all that are probably not old enough to purchase guns on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what crowd you're actually catering to here with this. If I want to get a real military weapon, I'm not going to go out and get a, you know, branded Battlefield 3 or branded Modern Warfare 3 weapon, right? I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a gun, period. I'm not going to associate it with a video game because that's just pure fantasy, right? And that has nothing to do with real life. And I think that this sends the wrong kind of message to kids who are playing these games and are impressionable that, you know, oh, hey, if you buy this gun, it's going to be just like playing the video game. And, you know, I just think it's bad taste. I mean, I don't think anybody would do anything with this necessarily bad unless they already had mental problems. We've talked about this. You know, games don't cause people to kill people. People kill people, right? But I do think it's bad taste. And I agree with Snow on this one.
I don't know. I mean, we've had kids playing with guns for decades. I mean, think about it. Used to, you played Cops versus Robbers. What was it? Cowboys versus Indians. And hell, like somebody, Dark said in the chat room, a lot of these games in these war games, or guns, a lot of these guns in these war games are real guns that our military uses, and that you can actually buy legally as well. So should we just, you know, not have guns at all? Should we, like, make fake guns for these games? And
well, see, here's where I said this morning I'm on the fence. On one hand, we all know. Games don't make people crazy. My issue was that as soon as something goes wrong, they're going to blame us, and there's some kind of way this is going to tie into to the game, and EA is going to get themselves in a whole lot of trouble. Like, this is not a fake gun, by the way, people who
right.
are looking inside. This is not a fake gun you can pick up. These are actual real weapons that they are promoting via their game. And even in looking, I'm on the website, it's got stuff up about warranty, package, and service. I don't see anywhere on here where it has an age disclaimer. You know, I'm sure they do. But it should be on the front page. You know, we don't sell games to whomever for whatever. Y'all stop with that dirty.
Whoosh share for the entire class.
Right?
Dirty.
Some of those.
So as far as I know, they're not saying they refuse to sell the games to the kids. They've got rifles. They've got knives. They're actually training you how to use the gun, and they do it for free. And I'm not saying that they would train a kid, but it's very clear what they do here, and it's not clear what they don't do. And I'm not liking the message that they're sending here
mm-mm.
at all.
And that's the other thing I have to point out. You mentioned, you know, with all these tragedies that have gone on, the people who have done this have all been adults. It hasn't been kids.
Well, remember, we had Columbine where it was.
All right.
So,
recently.
Yeah, recently. I agree with you. I'm just like, this was not a smart idea on EA's part to associate real-world weapons with their thing. It just wasn't smart. It doesn't look good. And at the end of the day, as y'all always hear me say, it's about the business. The business is, regardless of whether we as gamers, we know that the games don't drive people crazy. We know this, but the general public who are not gamers are not going to look at it that way. They're going to come after EA. They're going to go after us. They're not going to let their kids play the game. So it was just not a smart business decision to associate it. And then on top of that, they could have found other ways to raise money for the troops. Hell, donate half the sales from the game itself to the troops if you wanted to do something. You know.
Or how about this? Buy body armor for the troops.
Yes, EA. How about that?
If you really want to go military, if you want to go military branded, but don't put it in the hands of civilians. Here's the thing: if somebody, you know, let's take the recent tragedy of the theater shooting, right? If he had done all that with a Batman, you know, Dark Knight Rises branded, you know, gun,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, just imagine the fallout from that. Just imagine the fallout from that, right? This is just not a smart business move. That's all. It's bad taste, and it's not a smart business move. And I think for those reasons, I would say this is just not something they should be doing.
And I want There's other things they could have done. Hell, dog tags would have been a nice idea. If you want to do military things that, you know, would, you know, again, make money for the troops, because that's what they're saying this whole thing was about. You could have gotten dog tags that says EA and another tag on it that says I love my troop, or I love my the military, anything. I love my army person, whatever you could have said. Maybe charge a little extra money to have them personalized. I love, you know, my army sergeant or private first class so and so, so that you can wear the dog tags around your neck. Because usually, and little do people know, the only time you usually get the dog tags from one of your people is that they died. They give them to you then. So it would be nice if you could have them while they're still around, so that they can come home and see it. You get to, you know, but there was a whole bunch of other things they could have done other than guns, and this just was not smart. EA, usually the devil is pretty smart, y'all. You usually pick up on stuff and do this one well. This was not a smart one for you all. I just don't think it was.
Why you dropped the ball, Satan? Why?
Why you got the soap, Satan?
Maybe he likes it like that, you know?
He is Satan.
And you're talking about the dog tag. Actually, we don't. It's your military family. Especially after 9/11, you tend to. There are still people who advertise it, but for the most part, we tend to stay quiet.
What about the dog? When do you get the dog tags?
No, about anything. We don't put stickers on our car. We don't wear shirts.
Well,
is that bad luck? Is that like telling the gender of the baby or something?
No, that there are crazy people out there who are anti-military with the wars and will do stupid shit.
And that, see, that's all the more reason. Maybe EA should have done that. Make it harder to distinguish the people who are from
that.
By giving everybody the dog tags. Let us all celebrate our troops because, as you all know, here we love our troops. I love them in a special crying way. Again, when I see them, I'm very sorry. By the way, Ginger, I almost had an incident. Yeah, remember? You know who I'm talking about.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I had an incident. I had to get it under control.
Oh. Wow. That's it just kind of goes along the same line that if you just had a baby, like I saw this at the store the other day. I know this has nothing to do with gaming. But anyways, they shoe polish their car. Baby so-and-so born such and such day. And, you know, proud father all over the truck. And I'm glad you're proud. But that's just asking for somebody to try to steal your baby.
That's right. That's the very reason why I didn't put one of the signs in my yard.
Well, you know what? That's where you all are because here in Houston... They actually, you know those tags, the clothing tags they have in the store? You can't walk out of the store, the alarm goes off. They actually put those in the mother's bracelets now and the one that's on the baby's foot and inside the carrier, like they attach it, click, click, you know, with the thing. So when you leave the hospital, if you don't have the bracelet that matches that, you know, the alarm goes off as soon as you hit the door.
Oh, I love that.
The baby was like a week old by the date.
Yeah, the mom should have, if he was here, she would still have that on because I kept mine on for like a week to two to three weeks after every time we went somewhere because, you know, I was panicking. Somebody was going to snatch baby Nate.
Oh, well, that's a smart idea.
Yeah, so that was
a really
like,
smart idea.
Yeah.
Not have to cut
like,
a bitch
leave
if they
note
tried.
On the car. Please don't do this.
And they also give one to the father, too, is why I mention it. So both the parents get this bracelet. And like I said, any one of them try to walk out of the hospital with the baby, you're not getting far. Yeah. See, that's technology at work.
Yep. All right, so we kind of got off topic.
Speaking about bad decisions in companies, I have to say this. I know every week you guys expect me to pay lip service to my favorites.
Yes, as an...
PC Serve Gaming
Your
Service.
Your lips are permanently attached to their ass. Yes.
Gabe Newell's ass. Yes, I understand that. But for this week, I am ripping my lips off of Gabe Newell's ass.
Thursday.
That's right. And I have to say that I'm a little disappointed in Valve recently, and I'll tell you why I'm disappointed. I know, shock and awe.
Is there trouble in the romance?
There is trouble in the bromance right now, and it has to do with a man versus machine. That's right.
I had to do it.
Yes. It has to do with the man versus machine update for Team Fortress 2. Free update. Free until you log in and try to play the update. First off, to be able to play the game, you have to wait in a queue. And by the way, the queue time is right now like between 30 and 45 minutes. Sit there, just staring at your screen. If you want to play faster, you have to pay 99 cents a game.
What?
Yes. They have gone back to the old arcade style pay-to-play scenario. And if you want to play one map on Team Fortress 2's Man vs. Machine, you have to pay 99 cents.
Well, why the fuck isn't it a quarter if they're going to go arcade? Why is it not a quarter?
Inflation.
Every time you want to play, you have to pay this?
So there's two ways to do it. You can play the free servers. But like I said, it's a 35 to 40 minute wait. Not only that, but you can't get any of the new items that drop with the new update unless you play on one of the official servers. You have to pay, and to play on one of those, you have to pay 99 cents a game.
Well.
Yes.
99 cents a game. I'm going to have to tell them they can suck my ass. Cause
right. Now, there are people that are saying
suck
that,
your ass?
Okay.
Suck it. Yes.
People are saying that the only difference between the two servers is the time that it spends to, you know, to get in the queue and wait for a server to open up. And that may actually, within the next coming weeks, as more and more people update their servers, their personal servers, and come online, that may get cut down. But the other difference is you're not going to get the items. Well, in the past, with past updates, you've had to, you know, crates have dropped, and you've had to pay $2.49 for a key to open a crate to get a random item. So people are saying, well, it's like that, because basically you're paying to get the items, and you're only having to pay 99 cents this time, because you're guaranteed a drop. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but to me, it's I feel like it's – I don't know. I feel like it's a bad move on Valve's part. It smacks of Microsoftism, as I like to call it.
What exactly is Microsoftism?
Microsoftism is make people pay money for things that they can get free elsewhere and make them think they're getting a better value by paying money to you. I'm looking at you, Xbox Live.
I have to agree with this. Xbox Live sucks.
Right. I mean, why should you have to pay for that? I mean, for the most part, before this, you know, Steam hasn't really tried to get you to pay for anything, to pay for games and stuff. On Xbox Live, you're paying for games. It's ridiculous. I don't mean to turn this into a Microsoft rant. I want to stick on the
topic. How you get off of Gabe Newell and on to Bill Gates is...
I'm mad at Gabe. I don't want to talk
Jock.
To Gabe right now. I'm a little upset at Gabe. I mean, later on we'll have sweet makeup sex later, but for right now I'm a little upset. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, geez.
Do you need some Ben and Jerry's? We can curl up.
I might. That's right. Might need some Ben and Jerry's. It might be time to explore that lesbianism.
Are you a lesbian?
Interesting.
Yes. I don't know. I'm just saying. 99 cents a game. I mean, it just smacks of old style arcadism, and I'm just not. I'm not.
Well, I'm fine with old style arcadism. If you, but 99 cents is a bit steep. You know,
to play on your own machine though. Come on.
Well,
you own it.
Well, what is that you said?
You own the machine.
One more time. Say that for me again.
Say it again.
Own the machine, Corey.
Do you own the game, though?
Yes, you do, Corey.
What happens if Steam says, we're shutting down? How do you get your game, Blaster?
They have claimed that they will make every effort to make the game available to you if the Steam service is no longer present.
And how long do they do that if the Steam service is no longer present?
Exactly.
You don't own your game. That's
I'm
what we've been
sure
trying to get across
pretty
to you
sure,
for months.
I'm pretty sure once they close, before they close the doors, Corey, pretty sure they could flip a switch. Won't be very hard to do. In fact, every Steam game you have comes with a key. You get the key, actually. It's unique to
what
you.
What good is the key if you don't have the game?
All you've got to do, is go to torrent, download it, and put the key in.
Download it from where?
BitTorrent.
See, no, you cannot do that.
All right,
so you bought a game off of Steam. Say, one of these EA games that used to be on Steam. They're no longer available through Steam. Can you still play your EA games?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Find me somebody.
I can tell you right now, I had, for the longest time, I've had the original, what is it called? What's that game? Crysis. Had the original Crysis. Been able to play it. I have it right now. I'm staring at it.
Are you able to play Crysis right now, though?
Yeah. If I install it, I can play it.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to tell you, because you keep insisting. When... years ago, I want to say it was Pogo or one of those companies, you know, came out with the original casual games, the original casual games that were good, you know, Lemonade Tycoon. Okay, so I bought Lemonade Tycoon. They closed, and I heard that they had said the same thing. Oh, if we were to ever close, you'll never lose your game. Game is saying, find me now.
Hey, that's Pogo. That's not Valve.
No, but the point is you're putting all this stock into Valve, and that if they close, they're going to give you my game.
Corey,
it's not going to happen.
It's a sad world you live in where you can't trust the game company. Corey.
Excuse me? You already
sad,
know.
It's a sad, sad world you live in, Corey.
You already know the world you
so
live
sad.
In.
So sad. Can't you trust your fellow man?
This has nothing to do with your fellow man. This has to do with the fact that if Valve closes, they're going to take their games with them. And all of you that are like, ooh, I got a collection. That is great and wonderful. But when your game is gone, it's gone. The only thing EA has over them is that EA, if you call them, if you bought a digital download of a game, will send you a hard copy. And I've had them do it 3 times, so I know for sure. If you have a copy of a game from them, and if you say it's not working, or you know what, I just really want a copy because, you know, I want to have one, they will send it to you. Valve, as far as I know, has no such service, and this is a scary thing.
That's
this
great.
This is a lot of money.
Yeah,
say
what, you pay full price for the game, as you do when you use Origin service. You pay full price for this game, and you go ahead and enjoy that benefit. You go right ahead and enjoy that benefit.
And you should enjoy the same.
However, we'll not pay full price, and we'll take the chance.
It does not matter. You still paid money. Money is money, no matter how much you spend.
Money is money is money.
Yes. You still should be saying to Valve, at least if something happens to you all, if the Valve studios burn down where they have no control over it, I should still be able to use my game.
Yeah, they're people that pay money to Gamefly, and they don't actually own the games.
I'm going to say this again. You, as a consumer...
Wait, slower, Corey, and articulate.
Yes, let me articulate for you. As a consumer... should be saying, at least, Valve, can I get a hard copy of a game I paid for? If you paid $1 or $80, should not matter. It's still money that you paid, and you have a right to your game.
It's just like Gamefly. You take the risk when you do that, Corey. When you buy a game...
Well, there is no risk with Gamefly. You're renting it, so you know it's not yours, and you're going to have to give it back. That's different.
So, I'm just saying, you can pay the $15 a month, and you get the same deal you get with the Valve, where you pay one time, maybe $5 or $10.
No, because you know what?
Maybe down the road, you won't own it.
You're not making the same kind of argument, Blaster, because if I get a game from Gamefly, I know I'm giving it back. What I'm telling you is tomorrow Valve could burn down, and all this $2,000 in games that you got could be gone, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Beauty of it is I didn't spend $2,000. That's the beauty of it.
I
take that chance because I'm getting a nice discount. I take that chance. Corey.
I wouldn't take a chance for a discount. Sorry.
I would. Well, that's you.
I see that.
I like it.
I see that. Proving our fact. The Blaster is blonde. Anyway, moving along.
Moving right along.
All right.
Visit us in 10 years when Valve has taken over the world.
I'm just sad that there's trouble in the relationship between Blaster and Gabe Newell.
No, there's no trouble. He's still defending. He ain't quite all the way there yet.
I'm just mad.
Even though he cheated on me, he still loves me. I know it's all my heart. He didn't mean it.
It wasn't like he cheated on me. It was like here's what it was. It was like he bought himself a weekend with his buddies out hunting, right? And didn't buy me that thing I wanted, right? That's the kind of mad we got going on right now. I still do a great makeup sex later, and I'll still have his children.
Can I watch? Oh, wow. All right. So speaking of taking over the world, apparently the U.S. government has been trying to take over the world. But anyways, Kim.com is saying that our government is corrupted. He says there's no need to sway public opinion because everyone can see how the MPAA and RIAA are corrupting the system by infiltrating their own people into key government positions.
Wow. He went full tinfoil hat on us, didn't he?
But he's right.
He is right.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Kim.com. Can I have your house? I'm just going to download your house here on my little bit, my housetorrent.com. I'm going to own your house now after I download it. I'm not going to pay anything for it. I'm just going to take your house. I want it. It's mine.
On one hand, you know, I want to laugh about the tinfoil hat, but he's serious. He's very serious. I mean, what was the article the other day about President Obama shut down part of Boston or something? There was some big dinner that they were going to go to. They ended up having to shut down most of the highway and half the town because he was going to this dinner, and it was paid for by MPAA and RIAA. The town ended up suing or is suing the government now for compensation for the calls that they had to deal with because they shut down the highway during the most during traffic or something like 5 o'clock. It was nuts.
But so really, it's free food. Come on.
But no, that. It was like the plates, because they were raising money for all of this, for the whole internet security and everything that pretty much the RIA is pushing. Remember, it was the $5,000 plate dinner.
Well, it's free food. I'm sure the president didn't pay. We all know he probably didn't pay.
Well, this is true. This is true. But, I mean, it's serious, though. I mean, if the RIAA and whatnot can shut down a town, more or less, just because the president's coming through. And
well, no, they didn't shut down the town. They shut down the town because the president's there. We all know that. If he wasn't there, RIAA would just be having a dinner. So, I can't say they did it.
Right now, I don't like California. I don't like the movie industry. They can suck it.
Ooh, they sure can. Oh, wait, we're talking about something else.
We'll talk about that. Hi. Breathe. It's all right.
I'm good.
I mean, I don't know, whatever. You know, it's just hypocrisy. That's all it is. He says these things because he's trying to protect what is his, right? With what he feels like he's worth and earned.
I mean, it was the U.S. that reached over to New Zealand and pretty much paid them and told them, hey, go arrest this guy.
Yeah, that's because, like, okay, so, like, if you had some sort of criminal operation where you were stealing things from stores in Great Britain, you don't think Great Britain, feeling that you're doing something wrong and illegal, would reach out to America to have you extradited?
All right, if you're going to arrest him, do you need the dogs, the helicopters,
that's what the bad part is.
The dozens of highly trained SWAT people?
I don't know
how highly trained they are in New Zealand. I'm not really sure
about that. You know what
sure
that came down to? Why they did that? Because he had one report that he had been violent. That he had belly bopped one of his former employees.
And he also had guns. Again, remember, as we talked about last time we spoke this, he also had guns. And I don't know how the average New Zealand cop feels about a house full of guns. I know how the average American cop does because it's so prevalent here. I don't know how prevalent guns are in New Zealand.
That's true. But they have said he has to leave the house. He did leave the house quite often. They could have caught him anywhere outside of that house where the guns weren't. They just wanted to come in there because they wanted to make an example. And as I say again, as I said last week, we have child molesters that get treated with, matter of fact, the child porn ring that Anonymous uncovered, they didn't go and raid their houses, and they should have. They should have beat them about the fucking head, threw them to the ground, kicked them in the teeth and everything else. But Kim.com, he belly bopped somebody once and he has some guns. So we're just going to catch him at home and attack him.
Wait, somebody went to arrest.
I researched that. New Zealand's gun laws are about the same as the U.S.'s.
You said not somebody what?
I said somebody went to arrest 4chan, finally.
Just bad. But so we all know U.S. and apparently New Zealand are wrong in the way that they handle things. They put way more force behind something because it has to do with the RIAA than they shouldn't have. There was a way to do this. Catch him when he's not at home. He's got to go to the grocery store. Those babies need Pampers. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure there's not no higher up somewhere.
Why did they do this? It was because the MPAA and the RIAA put money in the right hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I don't know how high up those hands are, quote unquote. I mean, they could be really low down. Could be the guy who's running the operation. Who knows? To go get him. I mean,
it doesn't really matter. The point is, this poor guy who did nothing but put stuff on a website, he's getting treated worse than murderers do over here.
Murderers, rapists,
child molesters. Those are being coddled while this poor guy is being humiliated, embarrassed, has all of his shit taken from him, and is being treated like he's the worst piece of trash on earth.
Mm-hmm. Exactamundo.
I think that's up to whoever went to arrest him. I can't say there's some sort of mass conspiracy to treat him any different than, anybody else.
No,
I'm just saying.
I just put in the chat room has great information. It talks about how he actually goes step by step how he thinks the government is corrupted, who he thinks is, how it's linked, how they're linked, everything.
These are the guys that downloaded from my site before they shut down.
Ooh. Sorry, I had to get that out. Anyway,
do it, girl.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to shed any tears for Kim.com.
Oh, my God, Ginger. Will you stop it? You are wrong.
What did I do?
She posted on Facebook of the Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome, right?
Oh, my God.
That is hilarious.
That is just wrong.
I thought it was awesome.
Why? Why?
If you catch me with Mrs. Butterworth again, I will cut off your crescent roll.
No. Missy Princess.
Missy Princess is still here.
Missy Princess is still here.
All right. So we got more news.
We always got more news. What kind of news do you want? Gabe Newell hopes he's wrong about Windows 8. Remember we had this discussion last week?
I thought we had.
Or was it the week before? The week before or last week. Remember we talked about Windows 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think not to go back on Valve, but I just want to say that...
You're always on Valve.
No. I'm just saying that we had a discussion about this. And remember we talked about, you said that Gabe Newell done fucked up. Because he was saying bad things about Windows 8, and I pointed out that a lot of other people were saying bad things. Well, he had an interview on television where he stated that he hopes he's wrong about Windows 8. He doesn't believe he's wrong about Windows 8, but he hopes he is. He stated again the reasons why we spoke about last week or week before, that he felt like it was basically tailored towards tablet PCs and not towards the mouse and keyboard Windows PCs that most people are familiar with and most games are built for. But he hopes that Microsoft will change that. Just
wonder that. I don't think he fucked up. I think if anybody's going to know how this is going to go down, he'll be one of the top people to know. Probably already seen a dev kit, had it in his hands.
Say that again. You broke up.
I said that what was I saying? Alcohol. I was saying that I don't think he fucked up. I think that if anyone were to know, I think he would be one of the top people I would trust. I would assume he's already had a dev kit in his hands, he's seen how it worked, and he's speaking from experience and with knowledge.
I just think, as I said last week, the fuck up was the fact that you don't have your own operating system. There is nowhere else for you to go other than Mac and Linux. Max is still a growing platform, and we all see how petty these people can get with each other. And if you don't think they can, let me just point you back at, you know, what is it? What we were just talking about. They go after people in their homes when all they did was create a software sharing service.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We already know that all these people in the industry can be petty and stupid. Oh, need I point out Apple.
Fucking downright evil. How about that?
Microsoft, Samsung and Apple and their petty argument over who made what first. So we all know they can be petty. I'm not saying he was stupid for, oh, my God, Gabe, I think you're stupid. Don't say anything because there's nowhere else for you to go yet. Mac has to grow, and Linux, it may be a great idea, but you're going to have to wait for it to catch up. And not everybody's going to have Linux. Not everybody has Snow's super smooth, chilled out machine that runs the Linux like it's butter. But
it is a pretty smooth machine, ain't it?
Yes, and I couldn't, you know, I don't know anything about Linux, and as geeky as I am. So that's why I said it wasn't smart. Not that he's a dumb person, just we know how petty Microsoft can be. What if they just say, you know what, we know there's a little setting in Steam that doesn't work with Microsoft Windows. We're just going to leave that out when we put it out.
I'm pretty sure that Microsoft wouldn't do anything like that. And I'm also pretty sure he's probably voiced the same exact opinion to people that he knows in Microsoft. The reason why he's stating it outside of those private channels is because probably Microsoft has told him, well, we're probably not going to change that for Windows 8. Already too late.
Lester, let's be real. Take the lips off the ass. And the real reason that Gabe is doing this is for PR. Really?
You don't know that.
Windows 8 is coming out. Let's put it in internet terms, okay? Let me break it down to y'all. And when you say shit on the internet, and this is a marketing tactic we even use here. When you say something in relation to something else that's bigger, your name gets attached to it. Hashtag it, whatever you want to call it, search. But every time now when you Google Windows, Gabe Newell's name is going to pop up.
Just Gabe Newell. I mean, and everybody here has figured out this fantastic plan because a lot of other game companies are making this. Same exact thing. It's a big smorgasbord of free publicity. Is that what you're saying?
It's smart. It has nothing to do with him talking to Microsoft. Gabe just needs some free PR. That's pretty much it.
I'm sorry, Corey, but I don't. You know, you and .com should trade recipes for making tinfoil hats. I think you guys would be really good at it.
You need to go on somewhere with it because you already know that tactic. You know what I'm saying is the truth. Gabe Newell wants to free publicity. Windows 8 is coming out in a few months, as is their tablet. They're going to dominate the internet unless Gabe says something now, because the very day that it comes out, they start asking, oh, what do you think, Gabe? Oh, by the way, blah, blah, blah. That's more publicity for Steam. There is no other reason than that because, hey.
We'll see, Corey. I'm just going to tell you right now that if Gabe Newell was the only one that said that and everybody else is like, oh, this is great, I don't know what the heck Gabe Newell's talking about, Okay, that would be one thing, right? But if there's lots of game companies are saying that, Corey, I'm pretty sure that when it comes out...
Name a game company that is as large as Steam, that has a platform to say it on.
Hold on a second. Let me
go
look.
Wait.
Okay, well, that's fine. Continue speaking.
No. You're saying all these companies. You're supposed to know off the top of your head.
Oh, I have to look back, huh?
Why do you got to look back? See, that's what I mean.
It was like several weeks ago. We already hashed this out several weeks ago. I gave you the name several weeks ago.
If they were large and they had a great platform, then you wouldn't have to wonder who they were. You know who gave it. Not just because you like him, but because we all know who he is. So that's why he can say it, and they're listening, and when they attach his little name to the Windows
8. Blizzard isn't happy with Windows 8 either. Valve says Windows 8 is a catastrophe. Blizzard doesn't disagree. Blizzard Executive Vice President of Game Design Rob Pardo says Microsoft
has to go find
system also isn't great for his company.
Blizzard does what?
Oh, you're going to say Blizzard's not as big as Valve?
No, they're not.
I'm going to say I don't care what
say they're not at this point. They're not in the same kind of
We're going to have to shake hands and agree to disagree.
Blizzard does how many games, Blaster?
Doesn't matter about games.
No, I'm making a point.
Blizzard does more games than Valve does.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God, I'm done talking to you.
Last game that Valve released was what, Corey?
Not games. Blaster, what does Valve do and what does Blizzard do?
Service.
And what does Blizzard do?
Blizzard is also a software service. Because if you think about World of Warcraft, is a pay-per-month service, and they have millions of subscribers.
You named World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft does not distribute games. They don't have a World of Warcraft server where they distribute Cookin' Mama and this game. They distribute their own games. That infinitely makes Valve more
just
powerful.
Just because they have different models does not mean they're not as big as Valve.
They're not.
In fact, I would argue they probably have more employees involved in this.
I would say probably they do, but that they're a different type of platform.
That doesn't mean they're not as big.
That does mean they're not as big. They don't have is World of Warcraft even on Linux? Anybody play it on Linux that didn't hack it to get it to play so?
To hack it, yeah, but no.
I'm surprised it doesn't because it's built with Java.
Is World of Warcraft on the iPad?
I don't know. I'll have to look it
up.
Steam? No, iPad.
Steam is on the iPad. Come on now. You're going to argue with me and you don't own an iPad? Really?
Hold on a second, Corey. Slow down the train. Steam application that is on the iPad is also available for Android, which I own.
Mm-hmm.
All it is is a chat and a store purchasing software. That's
again,
all it does.
It's Blizzard. World of Warcraft on iPad in any form.
Oh, they are. Actually, they are.
In
two forms, and I have them both on my phone, which is also...
I think one's just a chat, isn't it? And the other one is just the Armory?
And the Armory, yep. Oh, they are. Mobile Authenticator and the Armory.
Yeah. I know. I don't know where they are, and even if I did, I probably wouldn't tell. I know there are certain hacked exploits of WoW that you can get on the iPhone where you can go fish inside WoW, but you can't chat, you can't do anything else.
But it's a hack, as you said.
Yeah.
Put your tongue back in your mouth, boy.
I'm just going to shake your hand and agree to disagree.
It don't matter. We're going to argue again later.
Of course, that's fine. But I'm just saying that there's nothing I can tell you. If you don't believe that Blizzard is as big as Valve, there's nothing I can tell you.
Not in the same way.
I didn't say the same way. They are as big as Valve, though.
I can't agree with you on that.
That's fine. I agree, disagree. Let's just shake hands. Separate corners. Ding, ding.
Separate corners. Ding, ding. Tops off. anyways, an idiot broke into Steve Jobs' home, stole iPads, jewelry, iPhones, all sorts of Apple computers, all that fun stuff.
You can't get away with saying that, though, Ginger. You have to tell them what you told us.
What, iPhone, Apple crap?
No. No, you said somebody broke into Steve Jobs.
Broke into Steve Jobs! You know what, he's in the... no, that's evil, never mind.
Necrophilia.
Yeah, you know, somebody out there thought about it. Anyways... So the guy spent 15 hours in his house. Nobody noticed. He made off with several hundred thousand dollars worth of equipment and jewelry, all this fun stuff. How did he get caught? Well, you know, if you're a robber, you're not very bright in the first place. But anyways, he used one of the Apple devices to access his own iTunes account. And that's how they're able to track him down. So what the hell? I mean, how stupid can you be? You broke into Steve Jobs' house. I'm assuming he didn't know. But for 15 hours, where was the security? I asked this earlier. I understand, you know, the widow's grieving, all this fun stuff. But 15 hours? And nobody notices.
Well,
it's still Apple stuff. Come on. You know it's going to be out of date in like 3 months.
Yeah, wasn't there an article somewhere that said that if your laptop gets stolen or something, like the police could actually log in remotely to it, turn on the camera on to see?
Only if you have a certain program. I heard that.
Yeah. All right.
Woo! I heard that one. Okay.
Heard
she's
what? Right. You have. She heard that. She couldn't hear what we were saying.
I'm hearing blips. I'm hearing like
Okay.
You just missed me and Corey arguing for 10 minutes. It wasn't much.
No, he's heard us argue many times. We argue all the time.
That's right.
This is nothing new. Nothing new at all. We'll argue again in a few minutes.
You know what? I disagree with you, Corey. We're not going to argue.
I will kick you in your. Oh, never mind. I guess.
I mean, that's stupid, right? I mean, it is dumb. Do that. I mean, I guess it would have been worse if he'd taken a picture of himself while he was stealing the stuff. I'm going to take a picture of me stealing Steve Jobs' crap.
No, but that's on Facebook. Stupid guy of the week. I don't know what's wrong with people.
Stupid guy of the week. That's like, yeah. That's hard to pick one guy who was stupid that week. It's going to be very difficult.
Well, you know, it was a toss-up. It was a toss-up between him or the guy who used the fake money and then the fake gun to steal the, what did we say, 4 million RuneScape coins?
Don't get Tinder. Don't do it. Oh, damn, it's too late. She sighed.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, go ahead. It's nighttime. Go on up in the high register.
The guy. All right. The college students. 3 college students. All completely dumb. Just goes to say college does make you smart. All played RuneScape. 2 college students decided to sell their RuneScape coins for a total of $3,500. They decided to sell it to a 3rd student. Who brought $3,500 worth of fake money? The first student was like, no, this is fake. No, thanks. So the guy came back the next night, again, with the same fake money, but this time with a $100 bill, too. You know, throw the guy off, I guess. Student was still like, no, this is still fake, but that one's real. About that time, the guy pulls a fake gun, puts it to the guy's head, makes him call and sell the coins or transfer the coins over to his account.
That's funny.
RuneScape coins! You're threatening somebody's life with fake guns, so you're not actually going to kill them. But you went out of your way to make fake money, which you probably spent more than what the damn coins are worth making the money.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that's fake money, but that's real money over there. I'll take more of those. If you have more of those, bring those next time.
He was nice enough to leave the guy with the $100 bill afterwards.
Here, let's contrast, okay? Here's fake money, and let me put this real money next to it. That'll make the fake money look even more real. Compare and contrast. I mean, that's like elementary school, dude. Don't mix fake money. If you're gonna do that, just come back with more convincing fake money. Don't put real money next to fake money.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. This $100 bill is in the back of a coupon. I mean, it's obvious. Do not flip it over when you're making it.
No, they flip it over and it says how you can get saved. Jesus loves you.
Oh, my goodness.
I know y'all have seen those dollar bills where you open it up and it has a prayer in it. It's not a real dollar. Have y'all seen those?
I hate those things.
Oh, that pissed me the fuck off.
Corey's had those flipped in her underwear once or twice. And it's what pisses her off.
Yeah, you slipped them there, you bastard.
I'm not paying for that lap dance. I'm not paying for that lap dance. That was half-hearted.
That's why.
I don't even like this song. Here, have some fake money.
I would hunt that person down and beat the fuck out of him.
Bitch, did you really just give me
fake money, bitch?
I could say something really bad here, but I'm going to restrain myself.
No, say it.
Say it. Nice time.
Say it.
Oh, my God. Blast, I hear that.
I was just going to say my money matches your titties. That's all.
Whose titties you talking about?
Yeah, what titties?
Not anybody in this room.
I was about to say, because I know all 3 of us got real boobies.
I'm saying hypothetically.
Look, and I'm holding up my shirt. See?
I mean, as much as I would like for my boobies to be fake so I could take them out, these puppies are real.
Hypothetically. And by the way, that's fantastic. But I'm just saying that hypothetically,
They're sore for some reason, but they're real.
Mine too.
Mine are.
You know what that means?
It means I'm horny, is what it means. Okay.
You guys are all cycling at the same time. That's what it is.
No, no, that's not why mine are.
No, okay. I don't want to get off topic. Does that work?
What?
Is there like some? Can you guys like unify cycles? Does that work?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Like trans.
And I had a theory about that a few months ago.
Yeah. Because I noticed that several of me and my girlfriends at Second Life when I was playing a lot, all ended up on the same cycle.
Weird.
I lived in the house of four other girls, and we all ended up on the same cycle.
What is up with that? Is that just? I don't understand what that is.
Pheromones.
Like
yeah.
Evolutionary like leftover. So basically, like back in the olden days, that caveman had one hell of a bad week. I just want to know. Hunger, you go get food. I go got food last night. You get out of here. We all kick your butt. Sorry. Anyways, off topic.
Right. I got some things I need to mention.
Okay. Okay.
First, what the hell was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Ubisoft has launched their own gaming PC client. They're giving away games for $1 if you want to try it. A dollar. They want $1. They're giving you Tom Clancy's Hawks 2 and what else did I just see? Some crap from Dust, which I'll probably go get because, you know, Blaster won't buy it for me. Silent Hunter 5 and Driver San Francisco. And some Assassin's Creed games. I don't really know. Blaster, why you won't buy me From Dust? It's only like, you know, since you love your Steam so much, it's $2. Why you won't buy it for me?
I should have called it From Crap because that's what it is.
You talking about we're your women? Why you ain't keeping your woman in the game?
I played it. Listen, I'm protecting you.
Why
I'm
are you not,
doing no, my manly duty? I'm protecting you from the evils.
I will fuck you up. I want the game. It's $2.
It's terrible. It's not worth $2. They should be paying you $2.
I want it.
You should be paying with fake money.
Why are you not listening to me? See, that's the problem with me. You never listen. I want it.
I'm sorry. Just, I'm not going to do it.
That's fine. I'll take your aggro quarry. The fishing in Minecraft.
I know. I went fishing in Minecraft, and I fell in the ocean, and I drowned. And I decided then that it's probably not a good idea for me to fish in Minecraft.
How did you fall in the ocean and drown?
It's pretty clearly outlined. The ocean's pretty clearly outlined. I mean, just stay on the other side of the blue block.
No, did I just hear that you fell in the ocean in Minecraft and drowned?
I did, and yes. I got eaten by something in the water. I don't know what it was, but it was nom-nomming on me, and I said, I'm done with this fucking game. And I was playing it on the iPad. I fell in the ocean because I was not paying attention. I was like, ooh, what's over here? Bloosh. Nom, 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 nom. Yes, that's how it went.
The visual and audio quality of that game, that's probably what it sounded like.
Exactly.
Nom, nom, nom. Nom, 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 nom.
So addicted. Do you know what? I downloaded a high-definition pack, so it's all pretty.
Oh, my God. You are out of control,
it's
man.
All, it's as pretty as blocks can be.
Right?
Hey, man, it's like playing Legos, but high-def Legos.
Okay, let me give you a better rundown of this catalog here because we got a few minutes left. And we'll probably tell you again in the morning. So if you're listening in the morning, you'll hear it again. They got Ghost Recon. You got your Raven Rabbit's Invasion, your Year-Shaped Fitness, Assassin's Creed Revelations. If you haven't played it, you can pick it up. Just Dance 3, Heroes 6, Might and Magic Driver, Power Up Heroes. I don't know what the hell that is. Who plays this? My Fitness Coach. Club, Call of Warriors, which I'm mad at. Y'all remember when I told y'all what happened with Call of Warriors? I got hit by the truck. Because I could. Yeah, I fell out of
Probably
my car.
Probably because you can't drive where it's shit.
Okay. No, I fell out of my car due to a glitch and couldn't get back in, and a truck hit me. Splinter Cell Conviction, which nobody wants to play. The Settlers, I might want to play that. As a matter of fact, I want it. Blaster, get it.
I'm sorry, you were speaking?
Ooh. I'm going to fuck you up after the show.
Promises.
Fuck you up.
All right. All right. I'll start getting the towels together. Snow, you get the bottle of water. We'll go find a ring.
Gotcha.
Right.
But I get to be in Corey's corner. Just
okay. All right. That's cool.
So I got one cocktail. Rule them all.
Oh my God! Oh, I don't think I don't think your cock can rule anybody. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's got the ring. Oh,
ew, ew, why does it have a ring? Ew. Okay,
that's
this
awesome.
One. Yeah.
Keep it. Never mind. No, moving on, because I'm already horny and this is not helping.
This is not the kind of ring I saw. Anyway, the lovely boys at Penny Arcade, who probably will be not speaking to us after they hear this show, look at what I follow. They closed with a donation. They reached their goal, I guess, with a donation total of $5,000. Just enough to remove all the advertisers from the site. The campaign launched back on July the 10th. I was not agreeing with this whole Kickstarter for them. Yeah. I don't think they should have done that. You guys, so who is he talking to? You.
I keep hearing phones being.
That is not my message for texting.
Pictures being sent back and forth.
No, that is not what's going on. That's just emails coming in. People telling us that they love us. Dear Blaster, I want to bend over and grab the soap. Oh, never mind. Oh, dear Blaster, I love the way you're.
She's being Twittered. Twitter hard.
So you disagreed with. And I think we had this conversation back when they got authorized, because I believe they were breaking some of the tenets, the foundations.
Yeah. Yes, because we have our own Kickstarter that they're still beefing with us about, saying, well, we're going to do this. We're going to do it to remove ads from our page, and they didn't really need it. They sell advertising space, so. Why didn't you just tell people if they paid a subscription? So basically you wanted their money free and clear. You could have said pay a subscription like everybody else does and then no ads.
Right.
Yeah, and that would have worked out better. Pay a subscription, no ads, and we'll send you the comics every day to your mailbox and we might send you a T-shirt. There. But, yeah, so they got away with some stuff because of who they are. We clearly know Kickstarter is a bunch of elitist bitches.
You think?
Who could give it to us twice?
Rumor has
it. That, ladies and gentlemen, signifies the end of the show. I hope that's the music I'm hearing, because I'm hearing.
Yes.
It is.
Okay. Hope that's the end of the show I'm hearing. If not, I'm really embarrassed right now. And that's it for tonight. Tune in tomorrow to hear Corey and Ginger to the news. And then tune in on Tuesday to hear Suki and Insta. We love you. Favorite if you like, but favorite if you don't. Just, we like stuff like that. Say good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Mwah.
Bless up, so you got your head in the clouds. You made a fool out of you. And boy, she's bringing you down. She made your heart melt, but you're cold as a boy. Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore. I said it, don't mean that I meant it.
just 'cause you hurt him.
Just say no to drugs, boys and girls.
Why is everyone so fucking...